You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Good news is we might have more lifeguards in Denver this year. Our governor announced a new grant program, Jeremy, to help train lifeguards for the state's public pools because we've been having this shortage, you know, the last couple of years.
Yeah,
right?
They say it's even worse this year for some reason.
Why is that, you think?
I don't know.
Why aren't people training to be lifeguards anymore?
We've talked about this before. What a great gig for a high school kid, you know?
I think so.
Hang out at the pool all summer. Checking people out.
I mean, that used to be the thing when I was in high school. I remember several of my friends, boys and girls, they were like, yeah, we're going to be lifeguards this summer. And they just ate it up, man.
It's a pay thing, too. I don't think that you can go to work at Costco or something and get way more money.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah.
You just got to balance the whole, quality of life, I guess, sitting out by the pool all day.
And really, how many lives do you save? I mean, you generally are going to be sitting there by the pool just all day.
That would be an interesting stat to look
up. How often?
Like, take your average lifeguard. I mean, how often are they called into duty to jump in and do something? Or are they mostly just yelling at people to turn their music down? And
if that, they probably have their AirPods in listening to their own stuff. Maybe. That's probably frowned upon in case there's like, help, help, help.
Oh, right. Right.
You know what? Don't put your AirPods in.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Nuggets begin the Western Conference Finals tonight at Ball Arena. The Lakers are coming to town. That's going to be a big series. It's going to be a lot of excitement for the Mile High City.
Does it start at 8 o'clock again? Is it an 8 o'clock game?
It is an earlier start. I think it's 6:30.
Is that right? Who do I know that can get me some tickets?
So you can take Reed?
Yeah. I'd go.
Yeah, let me double check that, but I think it's a 6:30 tip. Should have done this in advance.
That's all right.
Schedule, blah, blah, blah. Hey, this is live radio. This is the way we do it around here, man. Get over.
Whether it's the right way or not, I don't know right now.
Hey, it's a way. It's a way. 6:30.
Okay, all right. How do I get tickets?
I should have just said it with confidence.
Who do I know?
What else is trending out there today? There's a funny story about this company that's doing a destination wedding. Now, first of all, I commend them for their ingenuity and their marketing skills. That's great. I have a little bit of, I feel like it's misleading, though. They say that it's a space wedding.
Space wedding.
So what they're going to do, Jeremy, is they're going to put you in a high altitude balloon. So it's actually, you're not sitting in a bucket thing. It's encased. It's like you're in a little suite.
A little pod or something. Okay.
It holds 8 people and they will slowly lift you up to 100,000 feet. You know, so you can, I think, just start seeing the curvature of the earth and such. 100,000 feet. Then you hang out there for a couple of hours. You do the wedding. And then you gently return to Earth and you splash down in the ocean.
Okay.
So all of that is cool. It's fun. And, you know, they've got cocktails on board and, you know, you eat your meal and you're getting married up, you know, towards space. But that's the thing. 100,000 feet, I'm sorry, is not in space. It's not even within sniffing distance of space. That's about a third of the way up to space. So I've got a problem with that. But the other thing is that you better save up your pennies. If you book all 8 seats, it's $1 million.
Whoa. Dang. Well, seems kind of cool, though.
They've already had a ton of requests from people who want to be the first.
All right.
What if that's one of those things, if you're not the first, then you'd pass?
Probably, because then it's not special anymore. You're like, everybody's doing it.
Yeah. So there's a story that's out regarding prices and the prices of things. They were talking about how the price of eggs is actually plummeting. Now, this is in terms of wholesale prices. It hasn't caught up yet with the retail price. But they say the wholesale price of a dozen eggs is now down below $1. Remember when we were paying like...
Not in Colorado. I've been paying $5 still for 12 eggs.
No, I'm talking about the wholesale price in general for the egg industry. Wholesale. And retail hasn't caught up yet. So I'm wondering how long it takes for it to kind of... It's like the whole thing with like the price of oil. You know, you don't see the change at the pump either up or down for a little while, usually. So what's the last time you bought eggs? Do you remember what you paid?
It's like $5 still.
Well, hopefully there's some relief on the way. Those prices are dropping. On the other end of the spectrum, they say they cannot get car prices to come down. They are still high. And because of that, the average length of time that a family holds onto a car now is at an all-time high, 12 and a half years.
Yeah, I was reading this story. The mechanics are saying that they're seeing vehicles roll in with, you know, 250,000, 300,000 miles, and people are just getting them fixed, and they're doing that whole, you know, thing in their mind. It's like, do I make all these repairs that are actually worth more than the car, or do I try to go buy a new one? They said the average monthly auto loan payment is $729 for people.
Oh,
right,
my
now.
God.
Isn't that nutty?
That's crazy.
No. And used vehicles are still really high.
The longest I've ever kept a vehicle in my life, I want to say, was 9 years. I drove an Accord for 9 years when I was younger.
Yeah, that's a long time.
I intend to keep the car that I got, it was a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. I intend to keep that sucker for a long time. I have no desire to go through that process again.
Yeah. Well, I think you can still find a reliable, luxurious, and affordable vehicle at, like, Foundation Kia in Wheat Ridge, probably.
That and Silter Har Motors in Broomfield.
Check them out, guys. We just made a car payment.
Oh, goodness. What else is trending?
Wait,
one other thing.
Oh, quick, good Lord.
One quick thing. Just because, you know, I have this thing for Dolly Parton. I've always loved Dolly Parton. Apparently, she was offered the Presidential Medal of Freedom when President Trump was president, and she turned him down. Mm-hmm. Well, now, according to the Today Show, she has also said no to the Presidential Medal of Freedom to President Biden. So she keeps saying, no, I don't want the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Good for her. I heard her audio. She's like, the politicians just aren't trying hard enough. They're in it for themselves.
Her new rock song, the one that you didn't like, is basically taking shots at politicians, calling them greedy.
They are.
Oh, my goodness. All right, now, what else is trending?
Moths! Moths are trending! The Miller moth migration is fully underway here in Colorado. I had two of them in my truck yesterday driving home from the station, and it was like, you know, trying to pay attention to the road while these things are in my ear, and it was freaking me out. Big topic online right now. People are like, oh, my God, they're everywhere. They're disgusting.
It's every few years, right?
Every few years, and the experts, they were talking to somebody at the Butterfly Pavilion, talking about 2 to 3 weeks now before they all just make their way up to the mountains and, you know, they're like, relax. These things are actually really good for the flowers because they're big-time pollinators. They're feeding other animals. So it's actually really good to have these little moths around despite them laying eggs in your ears while you're sleeping.
Myth. Although I will tell you how many of our listeners have had their cats puke up moths.
Yeah, or you've ever seen a cat go after a moth? That is entertainment for hours and hours. Some other local stuff. Casa Bonita trending again this morning. 17 lucky people who love the CB can soon drive away with Casa Bonita themed license plates. If you make the winning bid in an online auction, this is put on by the state's DMV office and the South Park creators and the Colorado Disability Funding Committee. So what you do is you go onto the state's DMV website, bidding starts at $100, and they have like listed out, you know, already custom plates like CSABNTA, Casa Bonita. That's one you can bid on. There's one that says Cave, Black Bart, South Park, things like that. And if you win the highest bid, boom, you get those letters and you can put them on your car. Or if you don't have a car, you get the novelty license plate and you can hang it in your living room.
I do love it.
And then it goes
it again.
Help people with disabilities. So that's pretty
I
cool.
love that. But I love it. That we are bidding to help promote somebody's private business.
This isn't the first time. Remember back in the day when the pot weed was, you know, just popping here in Colorado, they did like 420 and weed and hash, and mm-hmm. you could bid on those, and you know, it would go to some, you know, charity or foundation.
Hey, I'm glad
and,
it's helping out a good cause.
Why not? So that's kind of fun. By far the biggest trending celebrity story yesterday, I had about 15 people send me the picture of Martha Stewart in her swimsuit on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and I was like, no, this is fake. This is Photoshop, but sure enough, 81-year-old Martha Stewart, she's going to be one of the cover models this year for Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit edition. You like it? You dig it? You seen it?
I love it. She started as a model, so you look at some of those younger photos of Martha Stewart when she was in the modeling world. She's terrific. Hey,
she's
one
still
of my
rocking
favorite
it.
People.
She looks great. Here's some audio of her talking about it.
To be on the cover at my age was a challenge. I think I met the challenge. For me, it is a testament to good living. And I think that all of us should think about good living, successful living, and not about aging. The whole aging thing is so boring. I didn't starve myself, but I didn't eat any bread or pasta for a couple of months. I went to Pilates every other day.
Yeah, there you go. So she prepared a little bit.
She's a national treasure.
She looks good. There's three other cover models, I think, with Megan Fox.
Megan Fox is one of them.
Megan Fox being one of them.
Woo! Petrus and Brooks Nader. Those are the other ones.
Yeah, yeah.
That whole... Why is the
and
cover...
Megan Fox.
Why is the swimsuit thing of Sports Illustrated still a thing?
I bet. You know, I was watching
why
all the videos and stuff
thing?
Today, but... I don't know. It still is. It still is. And hey, Martha
Why?
Stewart's fine with it, so whatever. Well, yeah, you know, have your own
silly.
Opinion about it.
It's silly.
I know. Speaking of silly, you know that show Love is Blind on Netflix? They are looking to cash in on the success of that show, and I guess they're going to be selling new products branded with a clever twist, says TMZ. The branding is Love is Wine. And they're going to put out, like, wines and spirits and cocktail mixers, prepared cocktails, and you can drink your Love is Wine while you watch Love is Blind. They're going to do other things, too, like cake molds and glassware, plates, napkin holders. I don't know. They're really trying to make some money off this show.
God. All right. Well, power
Why not?
To them.
Yeah, power to them, man. We did tease this. Let me tell you about it really quick. If you're looking for some horrible news today, this story out about how contact lenses could be possibly causing cancer. It's revealed that many of the soft contact lenses are made up of compounds linked to health issues, including cancer, liver and kidney disease, autoimmune disorders, and fertility problems. All the biggies. I guess they have those forever compounds in them. Did you read this story?
I saw the headline. I didn't click on it.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if there's anything else I want to tell you about this. If you're wearing contacts and you want to do your own research, do it. I mean, this is scary. My wife has worn contacts for years and years. So,
is it from a legit source?
I don't remember.
Or is it just fear-mongering?
I don't know. It's been all over the news and stuff today. I don't know. But, I mean, honestly, if you think about it, it's pieces of plastic you're putting on your eyes. It's made with chemicals. It's soaked in chemicals and then right in on your eye. I think it's legit. I don't know. Do your own research. Check out our clickbait. It's clickbait time.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook, Diamond Jeremy, on the FB. This is pretty funny. Somebody posted a photo from their office fridge where somebody had literally padlocked their milk. The cap required a key to open and has a little padlock on it. You could just pick up the entire bottle and walk away. But the idea was, you know, clearly to deter theft of the milk.
Oh, that's great.
Put a little splash in your coffee. Check it out. The photo's ridiculous. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Years ago, we had a little fridge that we kept in our office, and we were tired of people coming into our office and stealing stuff, so we had our producer's dad build a lock for it, and we padlocked the little mini fridge in our office.
I remember that little lock.
That's how, that's the extreme measures we went to keep people from stealing our beer that we kept in our fridge in our office.
Beer in Hot Pockets.
Pretty much.